That seems like a douchebag move, but you do you.
Shades on whole pod.
All right. Welcome back. Episode 44 of the Hot Take Hub podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in for another week.
We're balling, blazing, back at it again. Taking these off. Everything's super dark.
With our new lights, bro, they're dark.
Super dark.
Yeah, you probably can't see Jack's a lot.
They're just that good of sunglasses. Ray-Ban sponsor.
Ray-Bans are elite. Okay. No,
they made everything in this room dark. Word of the week. I kind of like this word.
Hush mode.
Dude, hush mode be going.
I have
dummy.
Some stuff to talk about hush mode later.
Hateration.
Hateration. Hateration. So like you sipping on that haterade.
So the action of hating. I don't get why we just can't call it hating.
Hate it, yeah.
They're just making stuff complicated, but I sense some serious hateration from the girl. Like, I guess that's the proper grammatical way of saying it, because if you just say, I sense some hate from her, like...
It does make it sound like if I was in a business meeting, I would rather say...
Hateration.
I was on the phone with Rebecca earlier, and I could sense some hateration in her voice.
It sounds more...
It sounds studious. Way more... Yeah.
You sound way more linguistic.
Yeah. You know smarter. What you're talking about.
Your IQ's 143.
Literally.
But yeah, that's the word of the week brought to you by Urban Dictionary.
What's the minimum for a genius? 140?
I thought it was like 160.
Yeah, it's high, right? 200 yeah. Max? Is that... Actually true. Dude. I always think 200 is max, but is it?
Above 140 is near genius or genius.
I think I was like...
They don't...
I forget what it was when I tested it.
Yeah. You got your IQ tested?
Yes.
Dude.
Online. Very sus website.
So the highest IQ ever recorded was 263.
Ooh.
By Anand Celestcalli.
Imagine.
Yeah. Smarter That's than Steve. Well, his IQ was smarter. Actually, wait. I don't know.
I think they say, like, Kim Kardashian has, like, a 180 IQ or something.
No way, dude.
I'm telling you, look up Kim K's IQ.
No way, dude. If her.
They say it's high. They say it's high. I don't think she's ever gotten it, like, tested, though. Right? Like, who actually goes to get their IQ tested? No one. What is it?
Okay. 180. Nah, I don't believe in IQ.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, this says 190.
That's what I'm saying. I don't believe it. But you have to think, bro. She's rich. She knows what she's doing. You don't get... Most people don't get rich by just messing around. She's smart. She has her own brands and stuff. She's a businesswoman. She's smart, but 190 seems high. I will say that.
Dude. What?
I'm not saying
she's
dumb.
Let me take an IQ test.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe we have to do
IQ
test. Maybe we have to do that.
I guess though.
I only do the scam ones online.
I think also IQ tests though aren't necessarily problem based, where it's like you got to know how to do the math. It's more like thought process.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
So
it's
just
like how you think
problem
through
solving
problems.
Skills. Yeah, I
yeah.
Think
it's not like Calc 2. It's like it's a very arithmetic type of deal.
Yeah, I have no problem with it, but yeah. The bull with the highest, 265, it's kind of nuts.
Speaking of hush mode and large minds, Jake Paul had a fight last night, knocked the dude out first round. Same old, same old. But now, Ryan Garcia, a young, you know Ryan Garcia is? Good young fighter, has said that he was willing to fight Jake Paul.
Dude, he also said he wanted to fight Sugar Sean. Did he not?
It's possible. He talks a lot.
Dude.
He's good, though. Like,
I don't. I
Ryan's
didn't even know Jake
good.
Paul.
Oh, no. Ryan Garcia said he wanted to fight Jake Paul. Yeah. Not Jake Paul saying he wants to fight Ryan Garcia.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying Ryan Garcia also said he wanted to fight Sugar
Sean.
Oh,
I thought you said Jake in Paul a, said he wanted to fight
yeah,
Sugar
in
Sean.
A boxing match, though. Not an MMA. But who was Jake Paul boxing?
He's called The Rhino. I don't know his
was
actual
he real?
Name.
Was he real?
He like, was
pretty, it a real fight? See, I don't really keep up with that.
You can look him up. He's like 16-2 or something. He was pretty legit, but he's a little older.
Andre August?
No, that was his one before that one.
Ryan Borland?
Yes, Ryan Borland.
Oh.
He's pretty legit.
Did it look like a legit fight? Like a first round? Dude, I don't know. This Jake Paul stuff, like he's got a good record, I guess.
He
like,
does. He keeps doing it, but like he's I don't know.
Boxing.
But everyone, one person I saw on Instagram this morning was already like, "Is it scripted?" And then the other person I saw, the announcers actually were saying like, "He's shown that he can beat these boxers. Like, he needs to step it up now." And as soon as the fight was over, he was like, "I was hoping this would be a longer fight. I was hoping this guy would give me more competition. I knocked him out first round. I guess we got to go increase the competition next time." So I've watched like 80% of his fights. And I will say the competition is steadily getting better. That guy kind of sucked. He got hit. In the pre-fight interview, he said he was willing to let his hands go loose, right? The Ryan guy. Mm-hmm. But he got fucked.
So like, my question is, though, Jake, like,
hit the fuck out of him.
My question is, where...
it wasn't a knockout. Like, it wasn't scripted ass like Andre August. Did you see that? Andre August got slumped. Like, uppercut, out, cold, second round. This guy just got TKO'd. Like, he was just getting fucked on, so the ref called it.
Damn.
He was probably going to go down eventually, but he, like, to save himself from injury, they called it.
So, like, obviously, this is it's considered professional boxing.
It is.
But my question is, why hasn't Jake been offered, like, a next-level contract to go out and actually fight someone? You know what I mean when I say that? Like,
I do.
He's fighting people, but it's kind of odd. Like, if he's talking all this smack, why isn't he trying to progress to that level?
So, like, here's the thing. Boxing is not like MMA or the NFL or the NHL. There's no one sanctioned. There's no one sanctioned organization. Mm-hmm. There's five. So, like, he only needs one of them to sanction his fight to make it a professional fight. But, like, no, they're not signing contracts. They're not, it's none of that. Like, the teams have to make the fight and then go to a sanction and be like, "Hey, I want you to sanction this fight." And then they're like, "Okay, deal. You guys go make the undercard." Mm. He owns MVP Promotions, who is the people who put the cards together.
Yeah.
So then the MVP Promotion says, "Hey, we have this card together. Everyone
put the cards together."
and then they go to the sanction and he gets professional fights. So it's like,
that's kind of sus though when you think about it, that he like,
but all boxing sus, to be honest.
Yeah. My question is though, like, why can't he be fighting someone like on Floyd's level? You know what I mean? Like, why doesn't he do that?
My mom asked the same question last night. He was like, "Why doesn't she doesn't really know boxing, but she literally said, why doesn't she go fight Canelo, right? Or why doesn't he go fight Canelo?" And I was like, one, he is really good at throwing names out there. Like, he called out Conor McGregor before and Floyd and all that. But why would they step down to his level and potentially get knocked out? Like, if he gets, if you're Canelo and you step down and fight Jake Paul and you get knocked out, your life's over. You're an actual clown. But you also have the safety net of them calling it scripted. Because everyone who watches Jake Paul fight is just like, it's scripted every time.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It doesn't make sense to me.
It's easy for him to get fights like the one he just had. Like, the one guy he just had, I'm pretty sure, was 16-2. With like five knockouts in his career. It's easy for him to get those because boxers don't get paid a lot. And MVP Promotions pushes a lot of pay-per-views and they get a lot of money. So he can get any ordinary boxer pretty easily with just the money alone. Mm-hmm. But getting someone like Canelo's, like, that's just difficult.
True. Yeah, I guess I see where you're coming from. And like, to go and just like holler at the top dog and expect them to come down, like, and bark back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess though the biggest comparison is sort of like, I guess it's not really a comparison. I was gonna try and make a comparison where in like chess, a grandmaster can like go and play against anyone, and if they lose, like, they still retain their grandmaster status. But I guess like in boxing
you lose to Jake Paul.
Lot different.
In boxing, you lose to Jake Paul, you're not retaining shit.
Yeah, but like at the same time, like
Tommy Fury, who was on Love Island, but his older brother is Tyson Fury, who's a champion.
Yeah.
He fought Jake Paul and he beat him, and his family was literally like, if you don't win this, you're out of the family. Like, we are cutting you off.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they're just so good, I don't get why they wouldn't do the fight. Because not doing the fight shows that, okay, maybe he's serious. But then also, like, on the contrary, it's like, he's not serious.
He's not serious. What if you get injured? What if you get beat?
I would say...
What if he doesn't pay you?
I would say Jake Paul is more along the lines of, like, the WWE of boxing.
Kind of.
Is that wrong of me to say?
Probably a little. I think, look, I find his fights entertaining, so I watch them. But, like, I do think it's going to be tough for him to make his way into that. I consider him a professional boxer because he fights for money, and that's how he provides for himself. So that, to me, is a professional. But it's going to be really tough for people to actually see him as one, and then for real professional boxers to fight him. And then, like, it's going to be tough. But I'm interested to see how far he can go.
What's his record right now?
8-9-1 He lost to Tommy, and that's it.
Dude, yeah, he's 9-1 Jeez. Borland, that guy, he was 17-3 with six KOs.
Yeah. So, like, that's a good boxer.
He fought just once in the past 5 years.
That's tough. That's tough. He was 35 years old.
Yeah. Like, that's the part where Jake Paul needs to understand. So look, if he wants respect, he can't be fighting 35-year-olds
look up,
that fought once in the past 5 years.
Look up Ryan Garcia's 10th fight. This is what Jake Paul always points out, is that, like, real fighters weren't fighting good fighters for their 10th fight.
10th opponent. Oh, Jake Paul mocks Ryan Garcia's 10th opponent.
Mm-hmm. Look at it. Dude's, like, 22 and fucking 30.
It's not loading. I don't know if it's going to show it.
Sad.
You scroll by, like, a whole paragraph. Paul Diggs at Rye on type of opponent each other faced in their career's 10th. So he went against a 28-21 record holder, and Paul went against a Rhino with a 17-3 record.
So it's like professional fighters aren't going out there and fighting really good opponents in their first 10 fights.
True, yeah.
And like there was a guy on the undercard. Actually, sorry, he was the first fight of the main card. He's 17 years old. It was his first professional bout, and he was fighting someone that was 35 years old and was 0-1. So, like, you just don't fight, like, really good people.
So the next one then should be good.
It should get better. Like, and from, like I said, from what I've seen, it has been getting better.
Maybe he can do it.
Maybe. That's what I'm saying. I am interested in to see how far he can take this, because I find his fights entertaining. He's an entertaining person. That's why he blew up on YouTube, right? Like, yeah. He knows how to sell pay-per-views. It's entertaining for me, so I'll watch it. If him and Ryan Garcia actually get in the ring, I will be amazed. Yeah. And I also think...
Oh, that'd be cool.
Jake's 190. I thought Ryan Garcia was a lot lighter.
He's way lighter.
So I think he'll knock the fuck out of him. I think he'll actually kill him.
Yeah, or he'd have to cut. They'd have to find a happy medium.
Yeah.
Ryan would have to
bulk, be an exhibition.
And Jake would have to cut.
Might be an exhibition fight. So, therefore, you don't have to really match weight. Because Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather fought, but they weren't the same weight.
Yeah, and you also, like, I wouldn't want to go into that. Like,
I would
that much
never.
Of a weight difference.
Never. But if Ryan, like, this is the thing. Ryan Garcia thinks he's that much better.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter about the weight. He's a better boxer. Jake thinks he's as good as Ryan is, but has more weight, so he thinks it's an easy fight
for him. Slower. He's going to be slow. That's all I'm saying.
For sure. For
he's
sure.
He's going to be slower.
It's interesting, though, for sure.
Yeah, no, that is interesting. My pet peeve of the week. You ready?
Yeah, give it to me.
People who talk loud on the phone in public spaces. Or just, like, even in a non-public space.
At your own home.
Yeah. I'll include
screaming.
That. I just don't get how screaming into the phone is going to accomplish it. When I say screaming, they're not screaming, obviously, but like just
raised voice.
Yes. There's no need to do that because the person on the other end isn't going to hear you any better. If anything, it's going to just make it worse.
100%.
And I don't need to be like hearing the conversation. Out of respect for you and me, I feel like it's just like a mutual thing, and that's a big pet peeve.
Dude, Seth did this for the first time. Like, Seth introduced me to this, right? I was in the car. This was like back when we were 16, 17. I was in the car with him, and he picked up the phone, and I went to go turn down the radio because I wanted him to be able to hear the person on the phone. And he was like, no. And he turned it back up to like a moderate level. He was like, you know, you can keep listening to the radio. And it's not that I don't want you to listen to my phone call, but like, there's no reason for you to listen to my phone call. You can just keep listening to radio. I was like, wait, that's facts. I was like, wait, why do I always do that? Like, I'm always like, I feel like every time I'm in the car with someone and they pick up the phone, the radio gets turned off and we all just sit there in silence listening to this person's phone call.
Well, my thing, I'm not picking up a phone if I'm in the car too. That's a minor pet peeve, I guess. Like, I would understand if it's quick, or like maybe just like a quick text, but nah, if there's multiple people in the car, I would never kill that guy.
Yeah, it was just me and him. Yeah. But like, yeah, when people answer, that is pet peeve. When people answer a phone and they're on aux and there's like more than two people in the car.
Yeah.
That's an L.
It's just cricket.
Yeah. Cricket. Everyone's just like,
just listen to the convo. But nah, dude, I feel like some people can have some rogue conversations. Like, I've definitely heard some stuff and I'm like, I just didn't need to know that. I mean, granted, I'm never going to see that individual again, but I just think out of respect, I would never do it.
Should we do that? What? Should we go into public and like, start, like prank phone calls? Maybe we should do that. Love Live Serve.
I'm pregnant?
Yeah.
I'm pregnant.
What?
Pregante.
Love Live Serve, a YouTube channel I watched. That's how they blew up, doing like inappropriate phone calls and inappropriate music getting played. Like they would like fake not plug in their headset and then be like, bust that pussy open. I mean, that means,
in the library.
Yeah,
dude, that stuff library would be so crazy.
They were doing that. That's how they blew up. That might be an idea for us, low key.
Yo, quick idea, yeah.
Let us know in the comments. You want to see that?
Slight. But yeah, that's my pet peeve. Basically, all you can really learn from it is just be respectful of like surroundings. Is my counter, like, is how I would counter.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. To me, it's...
No, I think
what, it's a pet peeve.
I think what Seth did is perfect. Just, like, let you do what you do, and then let the rest of the car keep doing what they're doing.
Also, it's not even, like, I don't want to hear the conversation. It's more of, like,
a privacy thing, too.
No. Sometimes, my roommate, like, they'll go into their room, and they'll close their door. And I can still hear the conversation. And I'm just like, how is that even possible?
How are you talking that loud?
That's the pet peeve. I'm just like, how is that even possible? That you're in your room, the door is closed. I'm in my room with my door also closed. How can I still hear every single word of your conversation?
That's when you just turn on some music.
Well,
and you just tone them out.
I don't know. I feel like in my room, I would just talk quiet enough. Or at like a normal tone.
Yeah, I don't
happen.
You just
where my voice isn't echoing
up
through three walls and doors, and I know what you had for breakfast. Like pet peeve of the week.
Yeah.
Do you want to swing this into a topic, or do you want to do one of the two high lows right now?
I can do one of the two high lows. Yeah, I'll do one of the two high lows.
All right, Matt, we'll swing through this quick. The first one, you know, I'll let you pick. We got top 10 country artists, which we probably should do first because the
country
second
artist.
One is more fun.
Country artist. I'm feeling confident.
All right, word. So I'm going to give you the top 10 country artists rated by Billboard Box Score if you want to write them down or remember them.
Okay.
And then you give me them from 1 to 10. So all right, we got Kane Brown. We got Jordan Davis.
Okay.
We got Jelly Roll.
Okay. He's not a country artist, but it's fine.
No, we're putting him on there because that's what it was listed by Billboard Box Score. Luke Combs.
Yep.
Morgan Wallen.
Ooh, banger.
Did I say Jason Aldean?
Nope.
Nope. So he's, Did I say Cole Swindle?
Nope.
All right, word. How many you got over there?
2, 4, 6, 7.
All right. We're going to go.
I got Kane, Jordan, Jelly Roll, Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, Jason Aldean, and Cole Swindle.
Bailey Zimmerman.
Okay.
Tyler.
Yep.
Hubbard?
Something like that.
I don't know how to pronounce that.
He sings All Yours.
Can't say I know it. All right, do you have 9 or 10 now?
I now have 9.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to go through and check tick mark all of these. Did I say Lainey Wilson?
Nope.
Oh well.
Okay.
She's the only female on this list, by the way.
Feels bad. Where's T Swift?
Not top 10 country.
If we're counting Jelly Roll, we're counting T Swift.
Well, Billboard box score did not. So maybe Billboard box score just hates T Swift.
So I would say I'm well cultured into
country artists.
Country. I used to, so Seth used to do something similar with me. He would take my phone and just start playing music and I would just list off the artist. I was like, yeah, it's Cole. I was like, yeah, it's Jason Aldean. Okay. So I used to be filthy at this. That was before I listened to rap, though. So now I'm a little less educated on the scene.
Mm-hmm. But going from that list, let's start at the top.
I'm honestly just going to personally rate this how I think it should be.
Okay.
Because I don't really know Billboards that well. Also, I think you have to consider who released an album the latest. I don't think Jason Aldean released albums that often. And I don't think Cole Swindell has released them that often. So you're going to be at the bottom. One, I think I have to go Morgan Wallen. Then I'm going to go Kane Brown.
Okay.
Then I'm going to go Jelly Roll because he's been blowing up lately. Okay. Why are you laughing?
So now we're on four.
Four, we're going to go Luke Combs. I feel like I actually probably kept him a little too low. Then we'll go Lainey in the middle. Jason Aldean at 6. And then we'll go Tyler Hubbard.
Okay.
And then Jordan at 8. Bailey Zimmerman at 9. Cole at 10. That was actually, I think my top 5 got a little messed up.
Wait, there. You're saying Bailey Zimmerman at 9?
At 9. And Cole Swindell at 10. Because I feel like I haven't heard any of his music in forever.
So you got 4 right.
I'll take that. Let's go.
4 right on the money.
Come on.
So starting from the top, you said Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen is number 1.
Let's go.
Number 2, you said Kane Brown. That is not correct.
No.
Luke Combs. Luke Combs.
Okay, I did think I put him a little too low.
Yeah, you did put him just a little bit lower. Number 3, you said Jelly Roll.
Got it.
Bailey Zimmerman at 3.
Shout out the kid.
Bailey Zimmerman at 3.
Fuck. Wow, he's popping.
At 4, you said Luke Combs. Found out that he's 2. At 2. 4 is actually Jelly Roll. So you were only Jelly off Roll. By 1.
Only off by 1. That's not bad.
You're only off by 1 there. Lainey Wilson, you hit on the dot right at 5. Jason Aldean, you said it's 6.
Yep.
Jordan Davis is actually 6.
Okay. I had Jordan Davis at 8, so that's a little off like there.
You kind of had him switched a little. Tyler had that straight.
7? Yeah, let's go. 7.
You said Jordan Davis for 8. It's actually Kane Brown.
Wow. Kane
Brown was listed at 8.
Fucking fell off. Holy shit.
And then you said next up at number 9, Bailey Zimmerman. Jason Aldean 3. Is number 9. So earlier when you were like, Jason hasn't released 1. And then 10 is Cole Swindell. You were like, Jason and Cole really don't release, so I'm going to put him at the bottom.
I was right.
I was like, oh, okay.
But then I put, where did I put
you
Jason put, at 6?
Yeah,
okay.
You put him up a little bit.
Just because I love Jason Aldean music. His shit hits. I can't lie. His shit is stupid. I have him on repeat, no cap.
No cap.
Morgan Wallen, Jason Aldean, repeat. Luke Combs, repeat. I got a couple Tyler Hubbard songs on there. Dang, I was not bad.
No,
I was not bad. I probably would have scored like a 70% there.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I'm gonna give myself a 70 on that. It's a pass.
No, that was pretty good. Getting 4 out, like right on the dot.
So, speaking of ratings, right? I watched Dune, the movie, last night because I'm gonna go see Dune Part 2 tonight. Mm-hmm. I think it's 9.7 out of 10 on IMDb. The highest rated movie of all time.
I have never seen either.
I didn't see it. Dune just didn't look like a good movie to me when like the trailers were getting released. But when I heard it was the highest rated, I was like, gotta see it. That's generational stuff right there.
Yeah.
And then Dune, it was weird. It was really like a backstory filler.
Yeah, don't, no spoilers.
Like, well, I'm going to spoil it. Fuck it. Do you want to see
I
it?
Won't remember it.
Okay, so, yeah. Well, like, it was just like a, it was so, oh, what's his name?
Shia LaBeouf.
Nope.
It's going the, off of the syllable.
The skinny kid. With. The skinny actor dude.
Yeah, the skinny actor dude.
Oh my god.
That's very descriptive.
Dude.
They got
Chalamet. Timothy Chalamet. Timothy Chalamet is the main is the main character. And it's pretty much just like giving a background on him like for a while, and then like they insert some trauma in there.
Ooh, a little trauma.
Yeah. And then he pretty much just has a bunch of he has dreams. So the opening credit is literally says dreams are a viewing glass into the future or something. So
it's a nice quote though.
Sure. I messed up a lot, but it was a nice quote. I was like, oh, that's cool.
I messed it up.
And then pretty much we have a bunch of flashbacks of his dreams that are actually flashes into the future with Zendaya, and then pretty much some aliens destroy his home planet and he goes into the sand.
Into the dunes.
Into the dunes.
Okay.
And now I'm going to watch part two.
Oh.
I'm excited. Because part one was good. It was just a bit of a slower movie.
When was it released?
2021?
No. The new one.
Like last week.
Oh, so it's going to be a packed movie theater.
There was five other people in there. Doesn't make sense.
Quick topic.
Doesn't make sense, does
it? Are movie theaters dying?
Like, I think they are, bro.
Oh, that's so sad,
everything's
though.
Going to like I've talked to so many people about this. They're like, it'll be on the streaming services next week. Like, you know, why do I have to go to the movie theater? But like, I love, like, this is the thing. People, like, I like going to sporting events and concerts and movies because the atmosphere at those events are so much different than like imagine if you listen to that Kanye album while at a Kanye album listening party. Like, the vibes are just so much different.
I see what you're saying. I think for me, I don't know if the album would have that much of an effect, but I see where you're coming from for a movie. Because where else do you get to watch on a big 30-foot by 20-foot screen with like prime audio?
Yeah.
Insane. Like,
that's how I feel about sporting events too, though. Like, it's live. I'm there. And the crowd's in it. The atmosphere is better. Like, that's it. That's what makes it better for me, is like the crowd and the atmosphere and other people's vibes are usually good when you're at live events. It's almost like being at a movie theater where you got a fat, just massive screen. You got good sound system. It's pitch black. You got your snacks. There's nothing to do but watch a movie.
I think the thing for me is that a movie theater will only be in movies for so much time.
So like, a movie will only be in movie theaters.
Yeah. So like, I see what you're saying where, for concerts, like, that artist is only going to be touring for so long. But I think for sporting events, for me at least, like, I know they're not going to ever end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, that atmosphere, if I really want it, I can always go. But, like, Dune isn't going to be in theaters forever.
True.
So, like...
But now people have switched to the thought where it's like, but it's almost... Like, they're lazy. Like, they don't want to leave their house. They'd rather just stay at home and wait for it to come on streaming services.
What I didn't know, fun fact...
Like,
movie theaters don't make any money from ticket sales.
Really?
Well, think about that. When ever you see like those box score or the box office scores for like how much money they
get,
like,
all
generated,
the money.
Yeah. The movie. So all that the movie theater profits,
they upcharge
off
on
is food.
Fucking
yeah.
food so much.
It's food. That's literally all. That's how movie theaters make their revenue.
No wonder AMC is going fucking bankrupt, dude. I'd be sneaking my snacks in there all the time, yes. bro.
No, like
24/7.
Like, obviously, I feel like that should just be like known, because it's like, why would the movie theater profit off this?
It would make sense that they get a little bit.
Yeah. Well, so originally, what I thought was it was maybe like a percentage, like maybe like 5%, like anywhere between 1-5%, they would get that cut. Mm-hmm. Or what I was thinking was they just had to buy the screen, or not the screen,
buy the movie film.
They had to buy the film for X amount, but then I was like, oh, well, these movies wouldn't be making millions and millions.
And they wouldn't have the money.
Yeah.
Like, a movie theater doesn't have $250,000 to cough up to get Dune 2.
Yeah.
So for me, it would make a lot more sense. Like, now it makes sense. Like, the movie theater gets the movies for free, but they get all of the ticket revenue mm-hmm. for Dune. But it would make sense that they get at least, like, you know, a little cut.
Yeah, a little percentage, because, I mean, they're showing it. Like, without the movie theater, no one's going to be able to even go.
Exactly. Like, it.
So I feel like they might, or at least they should get some cut, but I'm pretty sure they only make their money from food sales.
Which interesting.
Kind of weird to think about.
It is weird. Very interesting. Maybe they make money because I know you can pay to reserve seats too. Maybe they get some money off that too.
Oh, really?
But I think Fandango, like, how does Fandango work then?
I don't know.
Because that's like that's what I bought my tickets off of today.
I bet that.
Dude, they got to get a cut, right? They get a fees and service charge.
Yeah, so I bet they get that charge. I bet that if you would have went and purchased the ticket from the theater itself, it would have been cheaper by like $3 or $4 probably.
Yeah. It was only $13 per ticket though. And then there was the like couple dollar charge. Yeah.
You're...
What's a matinee?
I'm pretty sure it's just any time past 4 o'clock.
Oh yeah, then yeah.
I think
it was at 6 or something. Yeah, it's what at 6.
Is considered... How long's the runtime?
2:45. It's a long one.
So movies shown during the day, usually till 12 noon, are considered matinee movies. Huh?
Yeah, so you have it backwards?
Yeah, I have it backwards.
Yeah, the matinees are the morning ones.
Yeah.
People are less likely.
So what's a nighttime? Wait, but this says a matinee is a performance of a play or a showing of a film which takes place in the afternoon.
I think you're saying two different words.
Matinee
or a matinee?
Matinee.
I don't know.
Matinee. It says matinee is... any performance such as a play, circus, Broadway, or movie shown during the daytime or afternoon in some cases. Oh, it says in some cases.
Weird.
Yeah, that is really weird. I feel like this sentence from Quora is contradicting itself.
No, I don't trust Quora, dude. Yeah. Quora would be sending me some cap. I never trust Quora, no cap.
Don't trust Quora.
All right, I got two things real quick. I can't remember if we said this last week or like previously on the podcast, but rest in peace to Kelvin Kepdom. He died at like under the age of 40. And
he died at under the age of 40.
I forget. I think it was 38. But he had 3 of the 7 fastest marathons to ever be recorded. He had the first unofficial sub 2-hour marathon. And he died this month or wait, February.
Really?
Yeah.
Unofficial? I thought that was Eliud Kipchoge.
I know his fastest was 2 hours and 37 seconds, but I'm pretty sure he ran one sub 2, just unofficial.
Yeah, he died February 11th.
Yep.
How old do you think he was?
38?
No.
28?
No.
28?
No. 24.
Jesus.
He was young.
Fuck, that's so young, dude. That's in 4 years. Imagine we die in 40 years, bro. Oh, my God.
Dude, that is kind of crazy to think about. Jesus, I wonder, so young. Do you know why?
No, I don't. Heart attack, maybe?
Probably the...
stroke or something?
I don't know. I hope it wasn't anything heart-related, because if it was heart-related, like, that's just another... it's just another number added to the vaccine...
Ooh, yikes. Talk. He's from Kenya, but he didn't get a fucking vaccine.
How do you know?
I don't. I'm guessing.
Dude, if he's traveling to all these countries to run all these marathons, you don't think that he's not vaccinated?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
So I had 2 quick ones. Second one, we've officially applied to be a Celsius ambassador. So hopefully we get a plug up on that.
Celsius.
Please come sponsor us.
No Celsius? I honestly
have only Live fit.
I've only ever had their teas. I feel like we've discussed this before.
We have. You're a bit of a... dude, speaking of tea, I had a tea this morning. A blueberry tea. Shit was awful.
Wait, like a Celsius
blueberry? No, no, no. Cup. Just a regular tea. It was really not good. I like tea. I love tea. Something about the blueberry, though. Like, it smelled amazing, right? It smells like fresh blueberries. Mm-hmm. But then I drank it, and it was like something about warm blueberry I just didn't really love.
Here's my thing about blueberries. I have trust issues with blueberries.
What?
What?
They're inanimate objects, G.
No, no, no. Hear me out. When you look at a blueberry, you expect the big mushy one to not taste good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then when you taste it, you're like, ah, you know, like, that's a pretty good blueberry. Now, on the contrary, like, you would think a nice, small, like, crunchy.
I love the crisp ones, dude.
Would be like sweet and amazing and everything you want, but no, you bite into it. And you're tart. Like, oh, this thing is it's bitter. It's tart. Why is it like that?
No idea, bro. Why is it like that? I have no clue. I just love blueberries.
I have beef with blueberries for that.
I think you might be getting bad blueberries, no cap. What might be possible?
Well, I don't know. That's my trust issue with blueberries.
Yeah, it's true though. You never know what you're gonna get when you put in the blueberry. There's like so many different tastes you can get within one box of blueberries.
It's crunchy, sometimes it's chewy.
I don't like the chewy ones. Dude. I like mine to have a little.
Yeah.
Like, but then I also don't want it to be like sour. Some of them are like.
I'm going off on a tangent right now.
Go ahead.
But what do you think is your favorite fruit to snack on?
Watermelon.
Interesting.
But it's got to be good. Because, like, there's so many ways a watermelon can be bad, right? It could be sweet, but it could be like that mushy taste. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, sometimes they're like.
You want a good crunch with
yes,
watermelon.
I want a watermelon. Yes, I want a moist, crunchy, sweet watermelon. Perfect. I also mess with pineapple heavy.
I like
hard to mess up pineapple.
Not the rind in the middle. Dude, we have it at the dining hall, and I will grub on some.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you have the rind at the dining hall. I was like, what? But the problem with that is you can't eat enough. Like, if I have a big-ass bowl of pineapple, then my tongue gets all, like, cut up from the acids.
Dude, well, have you ever seen what pineapple looks like underneath a microscope?
No, what?
Dude, pineapple underneath a microscope?
Might have to peep this.
I'll show you. It explains that feeling that you have.
That's crazy.
Basically, when you eat pineapple, it's a bunch of tiny needles that are like stabbing into your skin.
Oh yeah, that's why for sure. That's exactly what it feels like.
Yeah. No. So like, they're just like these crystal shards, and they are really sharp. People are just discovering my pineapple.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, so, like, if you look at the actual, like, cell composition.
Dude, that looks like a barbed wire trap.
Yeah.
Like,
I wish that we could show it a little bit better blown up, but.
You guys can look it up at home. It literally looks like this, like, the barbed wire on top of a fence.
No. And that's if crazy. You look at it, like, those look like all the fibers in pineapple. If you look at pineapple.
It's really, like, stringy.
Yeah. It is a very stringy texture, and, like, adds up.
It does.
That's the tear. Of like you biting the pineapple and all those fibers just like springing apart, but like they're still staying intact.
Yeah,
essentially. But that's that stabbing.
Very interesting. Do you want to? Let's do top five fruits right now.
Well, I wanted to say my.
What
my
that? Favorite. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
My favorite fruit to snack on, I would if I'm going for crunch, green grapes. Nice crunchy green grapes.
I hate bad grapes though.
Yeah, but that's why I said crunchy.
I know.
The mushy ones, good. No.
Dude, I hate a mushy grape.
A nice crunchy, like quarter sized green grape.
I also have a trust issue with grapes too. I can't lie, bro. Because you never know what you're getting when you bite into a grape.
You got to feel it. You got to feel it. Back to the blueberries, I feel them now. And if they're too mushy or too hard, I'd try to find a little Goldilocks case. But yeah, same thing with grapes.
Fair enough.
Dude, I love cold grapes. If you like, you can freeze grapes.
Oh, true.
Best thing in the world.
Yep.
So good. Dude, imagine also.
I'll tell you, automatically get that crunch factor.
Dude, what's even better, if you heat up sugar and then freeze grapes. And pour the molten sugar on the grapes. It'll caramelize over top.
All right, we're taking something healthy and going, or Americanizing it. Why can't we just have grapes, bro? Grapes are so naturally sweet.
Yes, but dude, imagine them with this caramelized layer.
You're ruining grapes for me right now.
No, dude. You would take a bite and you would go, my gosh.
You know what I had for the first time this month?
Mm-hmm.
Cotton candy grapes.
Was this at one of your food tastings?
No, this was at a friend's house.
That sounds good.
Cotton candy grapes, bro. It literally tastes like you're at a carnival. It's gas. It was good.
Sounds good. I love cotton candy.
It was pretty good.
This doesn't relate to it. We'll get to it later. Cotton candy is the 12th ranked baseball food by MLB.com.
That's so low.
For ballpark foods. Cotton Candy was ranked 12.
That's so low, no? 10,
but I remembered that Cotton Candy
was 12. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so that God, was, that's why I know that.
Oh, God.
It's not like I just know that.
Yeah. That's what I was like. I was like, where are we? Yeah. I was like, how does he know this?
No. But when I was doing the research earlier for that, they had 11 and 12 mark, but I was only doing top 10. But so back to my top five.
Top five, let's go.
I'm going banana.
Valid.
I'm going.
At one or unranked?
Unranked. We're just going top five. Okay. I got banana.
Valid.
I got mango.
Valid.
I've got strawberries.
Valid.
I'll put grapes in there, the green grapes.
Okay.
And then I can muck on a good orange.
What did he say?
I can muck on a good orange.
But he knows what to do with a grapefruit, eh? Hey, yo.
Like, hear me out. Apples are good and all, but I don't think an apple breaks my top five list. Just because apples are inconsistent.
Apples are on there for me.
But the honorable mention. An apple
have to be on there for me. I'm going apple, mango. I lost my train of thought. Apple, mango.
Watermelon's got to be on your list. You're talking about.
Yeah. Like watermelon. I don't think banana breaches it for me.
I just love bananas.
Okay.
Dude. Bananas are so. All right. No show.
What? I didn't say anything. I just said it's not my top five. Strawberries are up there. And peaches. That's what I was trying to think of. Peaches, strawberries, mangoes, apples, watermelon. I love a fucking peach, dude. Oh, it's so good. So sweet. That's the sweetest fruit you can ever get. You know what I actually fuck with? Peach cider. Oh, my God. It's so good, right?
See, I just think I'd rather have a mango, though, over a peach.
You wouldn't, though. You literally wouldn't.
Maybe. I've never had a peach to my memory.
There's no shot.
I'm not lying.
That's crazy. That's insane. I'm going to have to get you a peach this summer.
Do you have to skin a peach?
No.
Or can you eat the peel?
You eat the peel.
Is it fuzzy? See that? Maybe
a little. It's like you got to wash it off, though. It's a wash before you eat.
It's a wash.
Oh, we had a brief interruption there.
Brief
interruption. Tough one there. Alrighty.
Can I ask what that was, though? Like, why was there an alarm going off before?
That's just timer, bro. I don't even know.
You just had a random.
I think I have some eBay listings going off soon or something.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Unfortunate. So, speaking of peaches, actually.
Peaches.
Did you see
Miss Peaches?
Dave Portnoy adopted Miss Peaches. So, when I wanted to throw shade. But then I thought about it.
Throwing shade at an adopted dog?
No.
You wanted to throw shade at him doing it and like publicity.
Exactly. That's what I was like, it seems like a publicity stunt. But then I was thinking, like, this dog would have never blown up if Dave wasn't already so big. Mm-hmm. I think it actually just speaks to the fact of how big Dave Portnoy and Barstool is. Because I think she has like 300K on IG already. Like, bruh. It's insane. Also, shout out Dave. This
the donation. That
yeah, all the all the donations.
Like $250,000.
He's racking in donations for SPCA and stuff. So shout out him. That's super cool stuff. But in my mind, I was like, is he clout chasing? Because I see Miss Peaches all over my feeds, and it's ridiculous. I love Miss Peaches, but it's a little. I feel like I'm drunk on Miss Peaches.
That $250,000 donation, though, that's a nice tax write-off for Barstool.
No cap.
That's all I want to say.
No cap.
That's a nice tax.
To be honest, Miss Peaches probably brought in $250,000 herself.
Yeah.
Bro, they are getting views off her. It's crazy. It's all over my feeds.
Dude, well, I mean, she is a cute little dog.
She is. It's a great story. Shout out him. I was going to throw shade, but I have no shade to throw.
No.
I think what he did is admirable.
I think... Now, would you say it is relatable in some sense to, like, a YouTuber going up to a homeless person and recording and saying, hey, like, can I buy you something to eat?
A little bit. I would say tomato-tomato.
Tomato-tomato.
Yeah, I think they're the same. But shout out Mike Malak. He always said there's not enough good people and good deeds in this world, so I'd rather them go up and record it and then not do it at all.
Yeah.
Like, you might as well, like, plus...
No, that makes sense. I get that.
You do the deed, right? You get the views. You get the money. And if you're putting it back toward more good deeds, then I'm game. I'm game for it.
That makes sense.
Like, Mr. Beast philanthropy page. pretty sick stuff he does over there. So
check it out. But
shout out them. Is he? Yeah,
he probably does a good bit of that.
He's got some food drives and such.
Let's move on to the other top 10 we got. So
actually, wait. Speaking of philanthropy, can I go into good news of the week?
Yeah.
All right. I got real quick. Burger King worker who hasn't missed a day of work in 27 years gets $450,000 from crowdfunding. Jeez. Shout out the boy. Got blessed up today for 27 years of good deeds.
I mean, that's how I feel life should be.
I agree.
Do something for that much time. Like,
you haven't missed a day in 27 years, bro. That's insane. That's loyalty. Burger King, yeah, that's not a glamorous job.
No.
He's not the hero we wanted. He's the hero we needed.
I wonder how many burgers that guy's made.
A lot.
He is the Burger King.
He is the Burger King, bro. Actually, I don't know if it's a he. We are.
Well, the employee is the Burger King.
For real.
Like, make him at least a manager at this point.
He probably is.
Yeah, for sure.
For the first time in over 50 years, or almost 50 years, the SPCA up in PA is now empty. No. So they have no doggos and no cats in their shelter right now.
Sheesh.
Shout out Miss Peaches, baby.
Yo, yeah.
For real. Dude, I think it's Allentown, PA. I think it's really where nice. It was. No doggos.
Not at the same dumb time. Hype. Where all the employees at the SPCA doing?
Two things I thought of there. One, does that mean there's more dogs on the streets?
Yeah.
Two, what are they doing?
Like, who's funding that?
Sitting there. It's government funding, I think, or state. I don't know.
Where's America.
I don't know, dude.
I mean, no.
But it's a happy story. Yeah.
Like, it's always a double-edged sword. But this is one of those things where it's like
you can just be happy.
Yeah, it's for the better.
Yeah.
Like,
speaking of double-edged sword, that is all I could find for good news this week.
Yeah.
I was on the New York Times good news of the week. It has not been updated since January 19th of 2019. 5 years. What are we doing? This is why I hate the news. Give me some joy in my life. No. If I wanted bad news, I would just walk down the street and watch the homeless people.
Dude, 2020 occurred. COVID happened. Nothing's ever been good.
Nothing good has happened since, bro.
2019 was
Miss Peaches
last.
Is the first thing that's ever happened to us.
Yeah, dude.
Like, it's ridiculous. Like, that's literally, I was on the internet searching for good news. That's all I could find.
That's a tough look.
That's bad.
Like,
bro.
You got to get on the New York Times. Like, that should be an article in itself.
Literally.
Why is the New York Times good news last posted in 2019?
Seriously, we just don't care anymore. It probably fired that article writer for real.
That means there's a job out there. Someone become the new New York.
I need good news. I will read your article every week. I need good news in my life. I can't watch this depressing stuff I see on the news. I swear to God, every time I turn on the news, someone dead, home fire, bomb, shooting.
Yeah, it's like news that I don't care about. Yeah.
Like,
on the surface level, that sounds bad. Like,
no.
Yes, I don't. Like, I wish people weren't dying, but at the same time,
I can't do anything.
Yeah.
You're just making my life worse by saying this to me.
Yeah.
Like,
and I guess, like, it's for, like, you want to inform people so, like, people are informed, especially if it's, like, maybe, like, happening over and over, like, car accidents or
but like robbers, what do you want me
like
to do?
Yeah, it's just I feel like humans tend to look more on the bad side of things than the good side, and there's always going to be worse news than good news.
100%.
Or at least it's more attention grabbing, I feel, to some people also.
Yeah, when it's like Mr. Beast robbed of $100 million. That's gonna get clicks. Yeah. But Mr. Beast builds 100 wells in Africa, less clicks.
Yeah,
like
The human psyche. It's
hopefully crazy. We'll have news that Celsius signed us next week.
That would be good news. Swinging into top 10 foods at a baseball game ranked by MLB.com.
One, hot dog. Guaranteed.
We'll see.
I'm locked it in. It's locked in.
Are you ready for your options?
Number one, hot dog. I want to go off the dome. I want to see how many I can get.
You just want to list 10 things?
Off the dome. I want to see if I can get this off the dome.
Okay. Good.
Are you ready
look.
For this?
I'm ready.
All right. Hot dog.
Hot dog at one.
Popcorn? Pretzel.
Hold on. My bad.
So popcorn, pretzel.
French fries.
Okay.
Hamburger.
Okay.
And then I need five more.
Yeah, now you're really wishing that I was listening.
Pizza.
Interesting.
All right, let's chill with that.
Interesting.
Can I just say candy, or does it have to be specific?
Yeah, you can say candy.
Candy.
It's not on the list.
God damn it.
You wanted to do this, I remind.
Chill, bro. Nachos. I've had nachos at the ballpark before.
Yeah.
I've been to like the farm games of a lot, but not an actual baseball game in a while.
Do you want me to list off some objects?
Please,
that you haven't?
Lord, because I am
chicken fingers, peanuts, Cracker Jacks.
Oh no!
Oh,
oh, the peanuts and Cracker Jacks. Isn't that in the song? Take me out to the ball game. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I've done nothing good in my life,
off
dude.
The dummy stuff.
No.
Soft serve.
9 and 10 will go peanuts and Cracker Jacks. Even though they're top five for sure. Wow, that's a fold. Is Dippin' Dots up there? I feel like I see Dippin' Dots up.
Dippin' Dots did not crack the list.
Sad.
Let me go through. I don't think you got even one. You came really close with nachos. So, first off, number one, I was surprised.
How is it not a hot dog?
That's why I'm shocked, because this was ranked by MLB.com.
I don't trust it, bro.
Obviously, it seems like
I need your dad's ranking. I need your dad's ranking on these.
It seems like there was a little bit of bias, because two of the answers in the top 10 are the same thing with a minor difference. So at first, overall,
is it fries and cheese fries?
No, MLB.com ranked soft serve in a commemorative plastic helmet.
Oh my god, one. It's a scam, bro. It was scripted from the stars.
Soft serve in a commemorative plastic helmet is one of the best things you can get, because they're saying like the history, it's commemorative.
Yeah,
soft
sure
serve
it is.
Ice cream at a hot baseball game.
Yeah.
Like, what else can you do?
Hot dog. A hot dog. You can do a hot dog.
I think hot dog should be number one. What's crazy is hot dog isn't even two. They got pretzel ranked at two.
Pretzels are valid, though.
You had pretzel ranked at three, so that was the second closest.
I was close.
You had nachos and hot dog or pretzel within
Where's
one.
Popcorn? Popcorn's not up there?
Popcorn is not on
popcorn
the
in a commemorative helmet? Is it up
no,
there?
No. So, soft serve at one, pretzel at two, hot dog at three, peanuts at four. At five, we got the good old chicken fingers. At six, we got Cracker Jack. At seven, we got soft serve again in anything other than a commemorative
bro,
plastic.
It's a scam. It is a scam, bro.
Eight, they had cheeseburger. Nine, nachos. 10, hamburger. That was
this
the order. Of
list is scripted as fuck. That's all I gotta say.
MLB.com ranked them.
The like, fact that fries aren't up there, crazy. Hot dog, like not being one, scripted.
I think hot dog should definitely be number one. Like, if we were to redo this list, I'm putting the hot dog at number one.
It gotta be.
Followed by nachos.
Really?
I think nachos is up there. Pretzel's up there, too. I like
pretzel. I think pretzel at three is good.
A nice salty pretzel. They have pretzel at two, but putting pretzel somewhere in
Where's popcorn? Popcorn's gotta be on the list.
I'm not a big popcorn
I can put it
guy.
Like seven, but like it's gotta be on the list.
I think popcorn at a baseball game doesn't make sense.
I think it does.
But like you could be grubbing on peanuts,
nachos. Like I said, I think there's better stuff to get, but I think you could put I think you could go
My
on there.
My experience of also baseball popcorn is not the best. It tends to be super salty. And
I love salty, though. But think about popcorn, super salty, with a nice Bev. With a nice Celsius.
Well, that's the problem.
You know what I mean?
They make it salty so that you get a Bev and keep drinking that Bev, so then you keep spending more and more money.
But if you had a Celsius, it'd be good.
I guess. I'm only the Celsius tea guy. I don't know. They're probably good. But mixed with popcorn, Celsius and popcorn.
Yeah, honestly, it doesn't sound great.
Yeah.
No. Does not sound like the best mix.
I don't think.
Leave the popcorn at home. Leave it for the movie theaters.
Yeah, literally, that's what I was thinking. I was like, leave that for the movie theaters. That's all.
I think that's the most scripted list I've ever heard in my life.
I don't know what you're calling scripted other than the fact that it was.
Bro, come on. Number one. That is scripted.
Yeah, self-serving a commemorative.
Come on, dude. No one has ever said that. If I ask for someone's top three, that is not coming up in anyone's fucking list.
Soft serve, yes. MLB.com. Because MLB.com did the ranking.
Scripted. Was this by MLB employees? Is that who took this test?
I don't know. It was on MLB.com's website. Like, if you type into Google top 10 foods at a baseball game, one of the first links is MLB.com.
Scripted.
And they have the top 12 listed.
It's scripted.
11 might have been popcorn.
And 12, I could feel that.
12 was cotton candy.
Cotton candy. I put, dude, for me, I go to the Blue Rocks a lot. And when I think Blue Rocks, I slacked on chicken tenders. Chicken tenders definitely should have been up there. I slacked on that because there's Chickies and Pete's at the one we go to. So that's why I also thought fries because their fries are gas. Yeah. There's the cotton candy guy that's always walking around. Everyone knows hot dogs.
What's cotton candy?
Hot dogs, hot dogs, hot long dogs. Here we go. Come get them. Come get them. Get them by the foot. Get them by the inch. Here we go. Come on, get dogs. Hot long.
Get hot dogs. Hot dogs.
Hot long dogs. Come get them.
Hot long dogs.
That would be my call. Like, that's...
Talking about hot dogs. See, the Phillies did away with Dollar Dog Night.
I've never been to a Dollar Dog Night in my life.
That being said, it's probably not a bad thing. They usually end in a food fight. And that's why they ended the Dollar Dog Night. But hear me out. Like, why would I care if they purchased the hot dog?
Because then you have to clean it up.
I believe
their maintenance people are probably complaining so much.
I guess, but
they've probably been getting complaints for years.
Turn on hot dog. Dude, I think at a dollar,
there's no way their profits are that good.
Dude, they sold like 45,000 hot dogs.
That's not that good. Dude, that's probably like a quarter of their ticket sales.
It's just off hot dogs.
But think about it. They have to clean up the hot dogs. They have to make the hot dogs. They have to have someone hand out the hot dogs.
Dude, Dollar Dog Night is nice. If I gotta say so.
I don't think it's dude, all this glizzy. I think it's a reason I am starving now. I think it's a reason to get people in the door, which boosts sales, but I don't think off the dogs themselves they're probably making 20 cents max. Yeah. So if they sell 44,000, they made 10,000, maybe. And that's not that good. That's like, think about that. That's 100 seats. So it's worth it if they can get 1,000 more people in the stands. That's way worth it, right? But if they get, like, you know what I mean? Because you think a ticket sells for $100 maybe. They get 100 people in 100 more expensive seats. Yeah. They're good. But, like, their maintenance crew, the people that hand it out, the people who make it. Like,
but that's the list for the top 10.
I think we're good on time, too. So on that note, I'm going to go get something to eat and get some candy to smuggle into a movie theater. And
take their profits.
You're
the reason why no one's going.
I am the reason AMC's going out of business.
Yeah. Just get a put on that.
But on that note, you guys enjoy your weekend and your rest of your weeks. Yeah. We will see you next Wednesday, and I'll let you know how Dune was. 9.7 IMBD rating. I got high hopes.
Waiting for that.
I got high hopes.
We're
peace.
Peace out. Episode 43. 44. 44. 44.